Air France takes delivery of its 200th Boeing. Eads delivers another police helicopter in Canada. And Lufthansa buys 8 more Embraer E-Jets. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, December 14th, 2010. It's almost starting to sound like the end of a recession. Boeing is celebrating a milestone in the heart of Airbus country. The delivery of a 777-300 extended-range airliner last Wednesday in Paris marks the 200th plane Boeing has delivered to Air France. Bruno Mathieu, chief commercial officer of Air France, commented, quote, "The 777 is the backbone of our long-haul fleet. This new aircraft will support Air France's projected growth on long-haul destinations. With this latest delivery, Air France continues to upgrade its fleet, one of the youngest in Europe, and launches its new business class seat," unquote. Boeing credits the 777's unbeatable combination of economics and passenger comfort for its success. Air France's first Boeing was a 707, delivered in 1959. Airbus' sister company Eurocopter is boasting of a new EC-120B on the job in North America with the Winnipeg, Manitoba police. Officials say the 100-knot-plus helicopter will provide faster response times, enhanced public and officer safety, and serve as a force multiplier, providing versatile aerial support to police units on the ground. Police Chief Keith McCaskill points out that the chopper can reach any point in his jurisdiction within 4 minutes once airborne. Quote, "The single helicopter can free dozens of police cruisers on the ground, especially at night, and be employed on protective aerial patrols to deter traffic offenses and criminal activity," unquote. The 120 will also be used to search for lost citizens, track suspects, protect public figures, monitor traffic, and to help reduce the number of high-speed vehicle pursuits. It's equipped with FLIR, a night sun spotlight, live video downlink, and modern avionics. The Eurocopter Canada factory in Fort Erie, Ontario, has delivered at least 5 other EC-120Bs to other Canadian law enforcement agencies. Embraer and Deutsche Lufthansa AG signed a contract for another 8 new Embraer 195 jets, which will be operated within the Lufthansa regional family, serving national and European destinations. The total published value of the deal at list prices is $338 million. Paulo Cesar de Souza e Silva, Embraer's executive VP for the airline market, notes, quote, "Supported by Germany's economy recovery, Lufthansa demand is strongly growing this year and is being sustained by a significant upturn in yields. It's good to see that strength reflected in Lufthansa's confidence to grow its E-Jets fleet. This is an excellent showcase for the flexibility, performance capabilities, and passenger comfort of the E-Jets family, particularly in the highly demanding German and Eastern European markets," unquote. Lufthansa has previously ordered 30 E-Jets. The 8 new ones are expected to arrive starting in the first half of 2012. Bombardier Aerospace reports firm orders for 5 mid-size Learjet 85s and 2 large cabin Challenger 605 jets from multiple companies of the same group for principal operation in Germany by Munich-based Jet Air Flug. The total value of the order is about $155 million at list prices for typically equipped aircraft. Jet Air CEO Patrick Rafferty explains, quote, "Our strategy is clear. We want to combine the world's most advanced aircraft with the highest safety standards along with the world's best service. The Learjet 85 and Challenger 605 jets complement each other very well, offering the perfect range and cabin versatility. Adding these new jets to our fleet will ensure we meet the needs of our very strong existing customer base in Western Europe and Russia, as well as supporting our ambitious plans into Africa," unquote. Up next on ANN, Brazil moves to hold its lead in production of biofuels. Pratt & Whitney starts deliveries of the F-35's STOVL power plant. And NASA closes the book, literally, on the shuttle program. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3200.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for December 14th. I'm Paul Plack. Brazil, which harnessed a sugar surplus decades ago to become a pioneer in ethanol fuel, appears poised to extend its leading role into the biojet revolution. A group of companies led by Curcas, which specializes in Brazilian renewable energy project development, and the biofuel producer Brasil Ecodiesel, are working with TAM Airlines, Airbus, and Air BP to establish a biokerosene jet fuel processing plant in Brazil. The project is aimed at gradually substituting fossil fuel in aviation with biofuel. On November 22nd, TAM and Airbus performed the first Jatropha-based biofuel flight in Latin America using an A320. Curcas CEO Rafael Abud explains, quote, "In this initial phase, we will conduct all studies necessary to verify sustainability and economic viability of producing biokerosene. This project strengthens the Brazilian leadership in biofuels and will produce relevant environmental and social benefits," unquote. The first production F-135 short takeoff vertical landing engine for the F-35 Lightning II has been delivered by Pratt & Whitney, which the company says is a clear demonstration that the propulsion system has transitioned from development to production. Bennett Croswell, VP of F-119 and F-135 engine programs for Pratt & Whitney, commented, quote, "We are particularly proud to be producing the most advanced propulsion systems ever built and that they will be used by the United States Marine Corps and our allies," unquote. The Pratt & Whitney F-135 boasts 509 flights and more than 740 flight test hours to date, and more than 20,000 hours of testing in total. The conventional takeoff and landing and carrier variant engine received initial service release back in February. The company says the short takeoff vertical landing version has completed all required testing and is on track to receive its ISR certification before the end of this year. While Pratt & Whitney holds the contract to produce power plants for the F-35, the U.S. Congress has refused to end funding for the alternative F-136 engine being developed by Rolls-Royce and GE. Those partners continue announcing their own development milestones, even though there's no commitment from the Pentagon to use the engine. As NASA prepares to close the book on the space shuttle era, it's now offering that book for sale. Wings in Orbit runs 500 pages and describes the scientific, engineering, and cultural contributions of the space shuttle through text, photographs, and graphics, written or selected by those who worked in the shuttle program. Former shuttle program manager Wayne Hale is the book's executive editor. Wings in Orbit features a wide range of contributors. Obviously, the shuttle program has lasted a little longer than anticipated now, so the book's not quite done, but you can order it at the pre-publication price through the end of the month. It's not featured on NASA's homepage, but put Wings in Orbit in the search box on that homepage at nasa.gov, and you'll get back a link for ordering. Still ahead, holiday airline travel is expected to be up in the U.S. this year. A la carte bag fees have been a gold mine for U.S. carriers. And if you have to ask how much, you can't afford it. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, December 14th. I'm Paul Plack. EAA has announced major prizes in its annual sweepstakes. The first prize will be a Cessna 162 Skycatcher and up to $5,000 in fuel from Shell. Second prize is a Coleman Hybrid Travel Trailer from Camping World. Entry information is available online. EAA members may also enter through mail-in coupons that will be found in the November, January, March, and May issues of Sport Aviation. The drawing will be held on July 31st during AirVenture. Time for TSA to stock up on latex gloves. The Air Transport Association of America predicts 43.6 million passengers will travel on U.S. carriers over the holidays. That's up about 3% from 2009. The busiest days are expected to be December 21st through the 23rd, the 26th through the 30th, and January 2nd and 3rd. That's based on experience from 2009. On the busiest days, average load factors may approach 90%. ATA President and CEO James May likes the industry's current trend. Quote, "With demand for air travel showing signs of improvement, airlines are hoping to see industry profitability continue into 2011. A sustained return of industry profits would enable the kind of investment that will benefit air transportation for the long term, which would help everyone," unquote. May encourages you to pack light, check your flight status before leaving for the airport, and to remember to arrive early to allow plenty of time for check-in and security screening. Then again, if you ignore his advice to pack light, he'll probably be even happier. The latest numbers from the U.S. Department of Transportation show airline profit margins at an 8-year high in the second half of 2010. And leading the way? $2.1 billion in a la carte checked bag fees. That's up 16% over 2009. The U.S. carrier getting the biggest percentage of its revenue from the fees is Spirit Airlines, at more than 24% of its revenue. And finally today, every year in the months leading up to Christmas, a few high-end gift catalogs offer suggestions for the man or woman who has everything. Many times, they're aircraft. In the last 2 years, the Icon A5 Light Sport Amphibian and the Terra Fugia Transition Rotable Aircraft have both been cover girls. But even Neiman Marcus and Hamaker Schlemmer don't dream this big. Jet Aviation Basel reports it has the first contract ever to complete Boeing's big new 747-8 into a private jet. Basel is a major city in Switzerland, located near the intersection of the Swiss, German, and French borders. The client, not identified, but is based in the Middle East. The company's in-house interior design studio also got to do the design of the cabin interior. The base aircraft itself is expected to arrive in Basel in early 2012, and the conversion will be completed within 24 months. This is being described as a VVIP aircraft. Apparently, this important person decided one very just wasn't enough. It's hard to guess exact numbers on all this, but it seems reasonable to assume that the bean counters at Jet Aviation probably had a cow over the costs on this one. After designing and engineering the cabin in 3D modeling software, just to make sure the client's really happy, a full-size 3D mock-up of the cabin will be built for a final walkthrough before work starts on the actual plane. Let's see, would that go down as part of cost of sales? Just imagine that as you fill out your lowly Schedule C in a couple of weeks. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, recorded on the afternoon of the historic splashdown, a euphoric SpaceX founder, CEO, and CTO, Elon Musk, and SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell talk about last week's amazing Dragon demo mission. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.